Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, Predator?
Oh, my Lord.
Get your ass out of bed. My God, you should have already had a bowl full of Frosted Flakes. Tomorrow's the big prelude day.
You know me. I'm still nocturnal.
You are nocturnal. What time did you go to bed last night, and what did you do?
About 3, I think.
3 in the morning. Up watching some motocross deal on speed?
Yeah, actually, I was watching a lot of speed last night. We worked all day at the track and getting everything ready to go.
Man, who would have ever thought, as you're a small little kid growing up, that you'd have your hands in racetracks, have your hands with Steve Mocks and the trucking deal, RC cars. I mean, you own all kinds. Had a
RC cars. What do you got going with RC cars?
He's got an RC car company that I don't know if a lot of people know about, don't you, Tony?
Yeah, we've had that for about 10 years now.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's something I could do.
Tony played RC cars one time, and he said, "I really like this. I think
I'm going to get me a company.
I think that I'm going to let me see what I think I'm going to buy this here company."
That must be nice,
Randy. And then he went to Eldora one time, and said, "Man, I really like this track. I think I might want to buy it."
Is that really how it went?
Actually, the RC company was a deal where one of my best friends actually was going to sell it and keep the integrity of the company right. I didn't want to see it get in the wrong hands, so I decided I'd take it myself.
Now, I remember as a kid doing the RC car thing. It was like, I think it was an RC-10 I used to race, and then they had like the little monster truck things. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Tony like takes it to it. Like, he's like,
you got yours all souped up,
oh,
I imagine.
He, come on, you think Tony's not going to get it? He's going to buy anything stock? He got these.
Yeah, but I can't imagine Tony like wrenching on an RC car.
Oh, Tony will wrench on anything.
Will you wrench on your RC car?
We've got more adjustments on what we do on a cup car.
Tony goes, Tony, why didn't you run so good on Sunday? Well, because I was thinking about the adjustments I got to make for my Wednesday RC car race.
Now, when I was a kid, I mean, that was like 20 years ago when I was doing that stuff. Has the technology like changed tremendously?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, it's as high tech as real race cars.
That's so funny.
Everything's smaller.
Yeah, they got ceramic bearings and titanium and carbon graphic stuff and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Are you still taking a week off, like right before the banquet every year? You like take a little bit of time and you go into like the Virginia area and you pretty much tell all your handlers and the Mike Arneys and the Godfathers that you don't have any cellular service and you go out and get it done RC car for a week. Can you still do that being an owner?
Yeah. It's you know, they're still pretty good about keeping me that week off to go, and you know, that's the only time of the year that I actually get to do anything with that company. So. Big nationals are in December. And
nationals. Now, nationals for RC cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got people that come from Florida up, from Canada down.
Now, are you out there racing, too?
Far like west is California and everywhere in between. I mean, it's a huge event. We have over 500 entries for it.
I'm fascinated by this. What's the name of the RC car company, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
Custom Works RC.
I might have to get me one of those.
Custom Works RC. Now, can people order RC cars right from there?
CustomWorksRC.com.
What's that?
CustomWorksRC.com.
Bubba Army, man. Go to Bubba. Now, you guys sell sprint cars and late models, don't you?
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm looking at like a dirt late model, little RC car.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
right on the cover there. That's neat.
Is it the 14? Has it got a 14 or does it come like with no graphics on it, Tony?
One I see has got a 2 on it.
2? Who's 2, Tony?
That's Rob. That's our guy that runs the company.
So you're putting Kurt Busch's number on there? Oh, my God. What's going on? Now, let me ask you a question. You're a full hot, and I'm just going to replay some of the audio from Sunday. I know everybody in the world's talking about the drama that went down. In fact, I got Happy on the phone Thursday Happy, I don't know if you know Tony, but Happy is our show is the one that got Happy to drop his true feelings about Edwards on the Bubba
I
show.
I know, I remember.
Gooch texts me. I think you guys were in Richmond the next week, and Gooch texts me and goes, "What are you doing now?" So I text him back. I go, "I didn't say anything about Tony. Arnie shouldn't be pissed." And he goes, "No, everybody's wanting to know what the Bubba show, what Kevin said on the Bubba show, and everybody's wants to find audio." So then Maddie got on my phone and said, "Hey, Fox wants the audio of Harvick calling Edwards a fake ass," and I go, "I'm not giving it. I'm not doing it, Maddie. You got a better chance to go down to your local Paul Mitchell and buy some hairspray than to get it from me." So I think this might either be your in car or after the show. Hold on.
Tony Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times. I asked Kyle the same question about the last restart there. Can you just kind of describe, did you have any shot or any chance with Denny?
No, not really. I mean, he sailed it off down in there and slid all the way across, almost got us in the crumbs, but we slid across the same way. I mean, we both drove it in deep, deeper than we both should have, actually, but restarts were idiotic today. I've seen some of the worst driving I've ever seen in my life in a professional series right here today. So for anybody that's looking for drama for the next couple races, start looking, because I can promise you I'm going to start making the highlight reel in the next couple weeks.
Damn, T, that's strong. That's the Tony Stewart we knew before he got all corporated out, buddy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to dust off some old helmets and bring them off the shelf and bring them for the next couple of races. I've my fun meter's pegged with some of these guys.
My fun
these
meter.
These guys just doing some stupid stuff.
Yeah, don't you miss fighting in the pits?
I mean,
you used to be a big fighter. I haven't seen you fighting lately. I know there's a lot of dollars online, but don't you just want to smack some of these people?
He's got to.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, it's not just some, it's a list. I got a whole list of guys.
You're like that guy on Billy.
Some of them are good friends of mine, believe it or not.
What I'm saying. It's time that you go out there and get after it.
Tony goes out the night and he's got this big list by his hauler. He's just like circles the list or puts a little star. I got this guy. Can you give us an example of who the list may have?
You know, I will say this, not necessarily on the list, but I'll tell you one of the examples of how it was this weekend that made me say, man, this stuff is starting to go the wrong way. And I love the guy to death. He's one of my all-time heroes, Mark Martin, of all people.
Wow, and you've never... That's like one of the guys you love.
Oh, yeah. More than most people know. I mean, he's awesome. He's been a great mentor to me, and he's a great friend. I saw, and it didn't happen to me even. He wouldn't do it to me, and I would never do it to him. But I saw Mark Martin pull down and block somebody the other day. I'm going through my mind. I watched the Indy 500 the week before, and I said, "There's no way." Everybody keeps asking if I'll go back and race at Indy again, and I'm like, "There's absolutely no way." More so because of the way they drive, the way they race each other. I mean, guys are putting each other in the grass. They had three guys during the Indy 500 get black flagged for blocking.
And I've never seen that before.
That's what I said too. And that's what would take the fun out of it for me, because I'd end up getting in a crash. I definitely would end up getting in a fist fight at Indy probably with somebody that didn't speak English.
And if your crash didn't kill you and you're able to walk, you would kill. I mean, you would destroy that guy. Because, I mean, the speeds are so fast in Indy. I think that these people, these kids, Tony, as you said, maybe some of these foreigners, they don't respect open-wheel racing in its purest form and haven't been derived from the TQ midgets and the go-karts and things, and knowing that, you know, wheel-hopping and open-wheel, like you did, and the guys that have paid their dues in open-wheel racing, they have no idea about the volatility of open-wheel racing.
Yeah, and when I was in the IRL, we had some of those guys that were a problem, and it was the guys, and not picking on people outside the U.S., but it was people that grew up racing in different series, you know, across the water. And, you know, I guess in that, where they raced, that style of racing was acceptable. But, you know, it's starting to translate, and it's starting to transfer over into what we're doing, and guys are blocking more and more, and just they put each other in bad positions. You know, Jamie McMurray got crashed in something that wasn't even his fault, just from people that just driving way over their heads, and they think that every restart, that whatever they get there is all they're going to get. So,
well, you know, I think that, not that you're going to comment on it, and you don't, this is just simply my comment, but, you know, Montoya kind of started that when he came over here, and I've never liked him ever, and again, I'm not putting words in your mouth, and you don't even have to comment on it, but it's like, you know, he drove his first couple years of NASCAR like that, throwing it in.
There's no doubt. I mean, he was real bad about it when he got here, and it took a while. And you know, but I'll be honest. I mean, it at first I thought, man, this guy's never going to make it if he keeps doing this. Guys are going to wreck him and stuff. And trust me, he wrecked, you know, enough on his own learning. But he's picked up on it. He still does it a little bit. I mean, I caught him at one point of the race early, and he moved over and let me go, and we went on about our business. And then probably the midpoint of the race, the same situation came up, and he raced me hard for the position, and we still had 250 miles left to go in the race. And it's like, okay, well, did I do something to make you not want to do that, or what? So it's crazy. I mean, it's a situation where you're going to start seeing guys get dumped again, and
I mean, NASCAR has already kind of, you know, said let the old timers and some of the vested guys handle their business, and so that's an open invitation for Tony Stewart for the smoke to come out and get a little crazy from back in the day.
Well, you got to remember, I drive for Office Depot, and their slogan is taking care of business, so we're getting ready to do that.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be great, though, if you could get in a fight in the pits and your sponsors, you know, whoever it would be, you know, just was like, hey, that's cool. It's all good.
Tony, you actually got a good relationship with the CEO and president of Home Depot. I mean, as with Office Depot, as you did with Nardelli when he was at Home Depot. And, you know, you're never going to associate yourself with a client that won't understand who you are and what you do.
I mean, you're right. I mean, Steve Odlin's the CEO of Office Depot, and you know, we text each other every week, you know, on the race weekends, telling him what's going on, and you know, he's behind everything that we do with the team 100%. But you're right. I mean, I'd love to be able to go in the pits and
smash some people,
just handle it.
I mean,
I just want to see
the way guys learn.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I mean, I'm not a huge NASCAR guy, but I'd watch it if there was some fights.
I'll tell you what I would watch if they would just follow Tony around in a camera and do a reality show of him taking brake cleaner and a torch and lighting guys' ass on fire like he did, like he used to do all the time.
especially during test sessions like that, pretty much every team, when we're at a test session, they watch where I'm at all times because they know that.
We were in Homestead one time, and Kenny Wallace, who's, you know, oh, he's over the top anyway, Spice.
Yeah.
And Tony Smokes sneaked behind him and did the brake cleaner on the butt deal, and he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, let me ask you a question. NASCAR just announced that they're going to have the biggest restrictor plate in Daytona ever. You know, Senior used to say, man, get rid of the plates and let us run wide open. How much bigger of the plate is it going to be, Tony? And historically, you've done pretty damn good on a restrictor plate race. Talladega and Daytona have been good to you, especially the July 4th race.
You know, I didn't even know that they'd said that. That shows you how much I pay attention. That's Darian's job now as a crew chief. But the good thing about the bigger restrictor plates is what it does let us do is, you know, if you have to get out of the gas, when you get back in the gas, it lets the cars recover better. It gives you that burst of horsepower back that you don't have with the restrictor plate. So it lets you be a little bit more aggressive driving-wise because you know that you have to get in a situation where your momentum gets broke.
I was watching the race this weekend. Logano obviously got called to the hauler, and I was thinking, God, he was like saying, okay, well, NASCAR is going to tell me what I'm supposed to say, kind of being a smartass about it. And I got on the air yesterday and said, Logano has no idea what he's about ready to walk in there under Helton. And I just wanted to know, give me a Tony Stewart worst gotten your ass chewed out hauler story from the enforcer himself. And what when was it, and do you still remember it?
I don't remember when it was, and I don't even remember what it was about, but I can tell you this part. The worst part of it was I got to, you know, the official told me right when I got out of the car that I'd go straight to the trailer. So I go straight into the hauler.
Hot.
The NASCAR trailer. Yeah, oh, yeah, madder than hell.
Right, right.
And so I sit down in the lounge up there waiting on them, and it was like 30 minutes before they showed up.
Oh.
So it brought back really bad memories of going to the principal's office when you were in school.
Right.
And you got called in there, and you had to sit outside and wait and wait and wait. And the longer you waited, the worse thoughts are going through your mind of what they're going to say and what they're going to do about it and penalties and this and that. So when Helton came in there, it was a great friend of mine now. But it was a knot. So I would have rather my dad thanked me like he did as a kid versus go through the deal. I went with Helton. So
Nelson Piquet. Yeah, go ahead.
The fun part about watching this whole thing with the Logano side, Joey's a great kid. I think the world of Joey, and I still don't think there could have been a better guy to take my seat at Gibbs than Joey. The part that I absolutely shake my head and laugh about with watching that deal, and it was awesome because we pull in, and here comes Logano and you know, pulls right up to Harvick's car, who's right in front of me. So I'm getting unbuckled, and I start unbuckling a lot faster because I know that something's going to happen.
You want a front row seat.
Oh, yeah, and I had a straight-up front row seat. Yeah. Got out, and I just standing there, and media's trying to talk to me, and I'm not talking to anybody. I want to watch what's going on.
Right.
So I'm watching Logano, and I'm thinking, this kid's going to get his butt kicked, first of all. He's weight, you know, his desire may help him, but the kid weighs about 120 pounds soaking wet.
Plus, Happy's an old hillbilly like you. You know, he's an old flat-tracking hillbilly like you.
And I look over at him, and he's just got his stone-cold face like nothing's going on over there, but he's got him stared straight in the face. I'm thinking, oh boy, this is Harvick's going to break this kid in half. and then the Home Depot guys show up and are trying to hold him back, and which is the right thing to do. I mean, they used to have to do it to me too because they know that if they get up there, there's going to be confrontation. If that comes, then somebody's probably going to get in trouble. So they're doing the right thing. Here comes Joey's father, who's already had his
hard guard
pulled once this year.
Right.
Shows up and then yanks off one of the Home Depot guys, yanks him off away from Joey to make Joey go in there and get after it with him.
So his dad threw him to the wolf.
We get all these stories. You watch the soccer moms and, you know, these football dads and stuff that go out there and forget to just let the kids race or play and all that stuff. This kid's probably, I would say we could start the over-under on this. I would put money that Logano was going to get in trouble because of his father.
Yeah, supposedly now.
Not the same thing he does.
Logano didn't get called to the hauler. His dad did, and his hard card has been revoked once before, and I think they took it, rumor has it out of jayski.com, is that Mr. Logano's hard card got taken after this past Sunday because he is the one that instigated the majority of it. So Jayski.
Oh, I guarantee you. That's exactly the way I saw it. I mean,
you better watch yourself, Tony. I just got an email from his dad, said he's going to be looking for you.
Oh, man. Smoke would kick his ass.
I don't care about that goofy-looking soccer mom. Yeah. He's better off keeping his ass a long way from me. I mean, he's going to hurt that kid more than anybody.
And what Joey doesn't realize is he says something, he said, well, I'm not afraid because, Delana Harvick wears the fire suit. Delana Harvick would kick his ass. I mean, she's a tough old gal. She's a tracker.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking it's a closer fight with Delana versus Kevin doing the work, but I'm still sure, pretty certain that he doesn't want any of the Delana's action either.
Hey, Delana runs through through Kevin Harvick Incorporated, and man, she's sharp, man. And you drive for Delana and Kevin all the time, and in fact, you've won more with them at Kona than you have yourself.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing about Delana, he was joking around because she wears a fire suit. A, there's not very many of those girls in the pit lane that wouldn't look good in fire suits, but are too scared to. They're too worried about the fashion show and how they look during the fashion show during the race. But Delana's actually smart. If there's a fire, she's probably going to be the one girl that's not going to burn up in the pit area.
Well, yeah, she gets it. Let me ask you a question. How close were you to talking to Kevin about coming over to Stuart Haas? You know, Kevin was a free agent, and he just recently resigned with Richard Childress. I know you like Richard, but, obviously Henrik probably stuck his head in the deal. And were you close at all, or are you close on getting a third guy? And would Kevin Harvick have been that guy? My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
He was definitely somebody I was interested in for sure. You know, it was a hard situation for Kevin, I'm sure, to decide what he wanted to do. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, the re-signing with Richard was probably the best option right now. I mean, as far as our side, I mean, we want to start a third team. We want to have that going on, but right now it's just hard to do with the sponsorship dollars. It's kind of what comes first, the chicken or the egg. It's hard to It's hard to sign a sponsor without a big name driver, but it's hard to sign a big name driver without knowing that you have a sponsor and can fund the team.
So, man, Office Depot have really stepped up for you, and it looks like Burger King has been
stepping over. This 10 years of Home Depot is really screwing you up, isn't
it? Yeah, you know,
you're having trouble. I mean, I've only been with these guys now for a year and a half.
I know.
Home Depot?
You can be a dick. I'm sorry. Office Depot. The guy's the best. I'm getting my Depots. But I do know that I see Burger King on your car a lot. That's kick-ass.
Yeah. The best part of the Burger King deal is they gave me a King card. And the last guy that got a King card from corporate was P. Diddy.
When they were doing the
P. Diddy promotion.
And don't try to think that you're as hippie as now. You're not.
So what does
Tony.
That get you? I mean, you can just go to Burger King.
I roll right into the Burger King. I go through the drive-thru. I order about $200 worth of dinner. And
thank God Sumo's not hanging. Thank God Sumo's not hanging out with you anymore. Sumo would have exhausted that card.
Oh, dude, that thing when we run the card through the deal, it'd start dripping. It'd be melting at the end.
So you can literally go up there and say, "Yeah, I'll take
that's rad.
Four. I'll take 14. Make it 16 double whoppers. Give me 30 onion rings." And anybody else want anything?
And then if they ever stop sponsoring you, you keep the card and you go there and you double up.
Hey,
yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a lifetime card. So I think hopefully we'd never have to worry about them leaving. they're an awesome company to work with. They're a lot of fun, and
no doubt.
And they look good on the card too. They look good on the car. I'll tell you that right now. They look great. And
yeah, I got flames on the car finally. That's why I wanted flames last year and I couldn't get them on there, but this year we got them.
Now, how does the guy who owns the majority of Stuart Haas not get flames on his car? I just want to know. Are you not running a tight enough ship anymore? What's going on?
Well, keep in mind, I ran an Office Depot car this year that had green on it, which you know that's like way superstitious against green. But had green. It was green, white, and brown.
So. You didn't have a. Was, I mean, they might as well strap
it was for
a,
charity.
They might as well strap a $50 bill to it and had you stay on, you know, floor 13.
Yeah, exactly. That was the only thing that didn't happen that weekend. But
I had a guy that was going to be you're at Eldora. I don't know, about a month ago, signing some stuff. It's when you put the Bubba Army sticker on your open wheel modified, which, by the way, you won, and you've not won a race since you had the Bubba Army sticker on. I've been your friend for well over a decade. Love you. Don't ask you for much. Why don't you throw a Bubba Army sticker on your Sunday car and watch you win? You don't have a hair on your ass if you don't do that.
You accidentally saw me get out of the shower one day. You know there's. I probably got more hair on my ass than you have on top of your head.
You don't have a lot of grooming technique down there, my friend, but you are right. You're right. So why don't you I'm like a
Chia Pet commercial. I mean, pretty much in 3 days I can look like Sasquatch.
You can literally shave at when you wake up at noon, and by the time they have the driver's meeting at 4, you got a 5 o'clock shadow, usually.
Yeah. Why don't you shave a Bubba Army logo into your back and then rip your fire suit off?
And then he can do his Hulk Hogan rendition when he wins and rip off his fire suit and he's got Bubba Army on the back.
That would be awesome.
Dude, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
The money you save in decals alone right there.
Put all your sponsors in your back.
But Tony, let me ask you a question. Do you have the stroke? Like if you wanted to sneak a little Bubba Army sticker somewhere in the car, I mean, do you have that power? I'm just asking.
It would have to be a last minute deal, and what the repercussions would be, I'm not exactly sure.
Oh.
But I'm sure that I would probably get something.
What if I see now? You know that I've become friends with Mike Arney. Him and I are buddies now. What if he was?
Yeah.
What if Mike?
I'm telling you, it was the biggest makeup session. I mean, it reminded me of me in high school with a girl that I thought was going to be my wife at the time.
Well, I'm not stupid. I mean,
just like a couple. I mean.
Well, I'm not stupid. I realize, you know what? This guy really is, pretty powerful, and I've been a dick all these years and not learned how to play the game, and so I just succumbed to Mike Arney. I just succumbed to him. I'm Mike Arney's bitch. Solid.
Make no mistakes. He's scared of you.
We respect each other now, and I think that it's going to be good for us. But, God, if I could get you, well, screw Mike Arney.
Sounds like we're in marriage counseling or something right now.
Listen, I'm going about it all the wrong way. I know how I do it. I got to call the Godfather up, get him a little backside points.
I tell you what, you just get him to me. I'm gonna find a way to sneak him in one day. What's the worst thing they can do? Fire me?
Well, hold on. First of all, Helton's my buddy, so NASCAR's not gonna happen. Jimmy Hunter and Helton are my buddies.
Yeah, I'm not worried about NASCAR.
So. Oh, you're worried about? Well, yeah, Mr. Haas. I mean, he hasn't been more popular or made more money since joining teams with you. Please.
True. I'll get it on there once.
I saw something.
Look, times are tough. We'll throw you a big head Franklin, and you throw it on there.
You throw him what?
A C note.
You throw him a C note. Yeah.
Yeah.
Times are, man. Tony,
I'll put five in on it.
See, Ned should be in charge of marketing for the Bubba show.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ned should
be. Ned
knows how to get it done. Let's stay. And I made sure that it's been public, and because I'm not going to ever throw you a curveball. Although I did throw you a Bubba Army curveball. I mean, how about this new chick you've been hanging out with? I guess it's somewhat of a public situation. Is it now or no?
Yeah.
The Melinda.
Yeah, it is.
She is steamy, bro.
I sent a picture over to Spice, and I did clear it, Tony, to make sure that that other people have reported it. But
nice call on that one, dude.
Wow, Tony. Oof.
Mm. Yeah, she cooks even. That's even a big bonus of the deal.
Well, you usually don't require much cooking. Yes, you got the king card, my friend, but still.
Well, yeah.
She flame broils some stuff.
First thing
up
in the morning, though. I don't want to have to get in the,
Now, is she
there with a pair of shorts on and drive down to
Is she Jeff Patterson, better known as Gooch approved? Because, at the end of the day, Gooch is he's the man. He sees and does it all.
Yeah, believe it or not, he's pastor, so we'll see what happens.
Because he's the bus Nazi, my friend. I can see him stick. He's got Jedi mind trick type capabilities. If he doesn't like you and you're on the bus and you're a hanger-oner, he'll stare you. He'll drive you wild. He's a very mean man, but I love the guy.
He's a gentle giant now. He's got a kid, too, so he's calmed down.
Of which, man, have you ever thought about, having a kid one of these days? I mean, even everybody's doing it. Jeff Gordon even's got one.
He's got two now on the way.
Two.
He's got a second one on the way.
God, can you imagine how
which
good
if
you're...
If I were him, I'd have like a whole gymnasium full of kids with that lady.
I would, too, man.
Hot.
Yeah, she's hot. She is hot. I'll tell you who's pretty damn hot, and I've been seeing her at the quarter midget tracks. Is Jeff Burton's wife, Kim. She's pretty. And you know what's so cool about her? Is she knows about how to set up a quarter midget.
Yeah. I have to admit, I think as far as you take away the new wave of young hot girls that are running around the racetrack, pick somebody that's been around a while, Kim is definitely the hottest of that second group for sure. She still looks as good now as she did when I started in the series 12 years ago. So
has Jeff always been pretty cool? Have you and Jeff always been pretty close, Tony?
Say that we were always close, but I've always respected Jeff, and Jeff's one of those guys in the garage area that if you got a question on how to do something, as far as an opinion on what's going on with something, you can ask Jeff, and you pretty much are real clear on it when you leave. I mean, Jeff's kind of the guy that I always talk about. If you had to hire a mayor for if the drivers hired a mayor for the series, who would it be? That Jeff Burton would be that guy. I mean, everybody respects him. And
Tony Stewart on the phone today as we're going to wrap it up. Way long. I always go way long with him. Arnie's probably so full hot right now. But anyway, I'll have to kiss
him. He's just happy I'm up right now. Are you kidding me? He doesn't care.
Yeah, he didn't care. He's like, man.
He's happy I'm out of bed now.
He's like, man, Tony won't get out of bed for much, but he would get out of bed for Bubba. Him and Bubba are buddies. And I have him for the rest of the day now. Now he's going to have you all whored out. You're going to be raking leaves at Eldora here in about a half an hour.
Yeah, it's just proof that prostitution is legal in the United States.
Paid prostitution, and you paid a guy hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars.
Yeah, I pay a lot of people that I work for.
Yeah, can you believe that? Nobody's better than the Godfather, though. The Godfather's the man. Him and Jeff Patterson are your two best hires ever. You can fire everybody. Well, maybe Darian Grubb. You can fire everybody else.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, except for Jody Effer, that's watching your 1,000 acres up in Indiana. How's that coming along? When's this quasi dream home log Abe Lincoln log zillion square foot log cabin that
dude,
we can
spit it out?
When's it going to be?
Spit it out.
When's it going to be open? When are we going to open it up? When are we going to have
take a breath? Holy shit. Kidding me?
When are you going to open it
breathe.
Up?
Breathe.
Hey, smoke.
Just stop.
Predator.
Stop. Take a breath. I'll handle it from here. You got it this far. I'll take it the rest of the way, cuz.
I love this guy.
Sit back and relax. Somebody get him. Somebody shoot a tranquilizer
dart. I'm getting him oxygen.
Somebody get the elephant gun out.
No, it's about halfway done. We're I actually recruited Chrissy Newman on the project, and she's thank God for her. She's a godsend. I mean, there's no way. I'm way over my head on building a house, but she's got it all under control. And the last report I got from her is a year from July it'll be finished. So it's like a 2.5 year project.
How many square feet?
23,000.
23. And is it all going to be log?
All log.
23. Is it going to be the largest log home built next to like Fort DeSoto?
No, not even close, actually.
Really?
Better hope you don't ever get termites, bro.
Yeah, don't get termites,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, nothing about it. We've got all these sprays and stuff and coatings you got to spray on the logs. I'm already up to speed on all that crap.
Meanwhile, you own a NASCAR team.
It's not even close to the largest.
And not only that, but you own a NASCAR team and you spend like, 10 days a year in Indiana.
Yeah, actually, since I left to go to Florida for the Daytona 500, I've been in Indiana 4 days.
Jody's loving that, my friend. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's red. It's a redneck that's got a license to run free.
And Spicy lives on a houseboat, and he didn't even buy a regular house in Charlotte. He lives on Lake Norman in a big-ass houseboat. So he's probably float. Well, right now he's in Eldora, but when he's in Charlotte, he lives on a houseboat. He's a pimp.
I'm still thinking about these the chicks. You were talking about the hot chicks in NASCAR. Got me thinking back to that movie Talladega Nights with that the chick who plays Will Ferrell's wife. How hot was she in that movie?
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Oh, Leslie Bibb. I'm sorry. I'm staring at images of her.
I'm still looking at Melinda Russell. Where'd you meet her at? Where'd you get that cricket caper at, kid?
Actually, a friend of mine hooked us up.
Wow. I've tried that before. Didn't quite work out. But anyway.
Yeah. I was feeling a little sketchy about this myself. But, this friend moved a lot higher on the priority list when they say, hey, I need something. It's like, yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah. When that guy needs a hot pass, no problem, kiddo. Hell, you want to change the right front this weekend? What do you need? My Lord, she's beautiful. Don't mess this one up. You always mess it up, man.
Dude, one of my exes, who's probably one of my best friends now still, probably said it best. Me dating girls, it doesn't work because I treat it in a way like I do race cars. I mean, I'm never happy the way things are. I always got to figure out how to make it better, and anything that's wrong, I pick it out of them. Flaw, I'll find it.
So you could win the Daytona 500, but you'd still say, well, we were still a little free coming out, and we got to get better for next year. That's the same way you look at women.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's what makes them a winner.
I was like, you know what? You're right. I mean, that's kind of the way I am.
That's right. If you're not first, you're last.
If you're not, okay, right. Okay, Ricky Bobby.
That's right.
Makes me want to start going out and buying just millions of loaves of bread.
Wonder Bread.
Let me ask you a question. do you trust her enough to do the tear-offs on your Eldora race?
Yeah. Yeah, we taught her how to do it. She's actually taking a week off. She's going to Phoenix for a couple of days, and then out to Vegas to party like a rock star. I think it's probably a good week to do that.
Man, you really have come a long way, because Tony Stewart, that runs a tight ship that I know, would never let his girl go to Vegas, of all places, the city of decadence. Woof.
Trust me, dude. She's, I used to be really wide open. She's hammered down. She's got the throttle stuck.
She's on the chip? She's getting ready to spin a main bearing?
She doesn't break too often. Right.
You gotta have the equipment to get broken with, and I don't think you're quite working
that's
with
it. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony. I know that you're busy, and I just can't thank you for one enough
Dude,
for what
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I feel like the bad buddy that hadn't checked in a while. But.
Yeah, I know. But I also like to don't want to be that guy that blows you up all the time and messes with you. I'm just thankful for.
We got to do this more. I have more fun doing this than I do dealing with all these other media guys that.
And I'm so.
Me up.
I'm so thankful for what you do for Tyler and my other driver, Michael Atwell, by letting them be development drivers. And I just, that just goes such a long way in our little world that we live in. And you check in with us and check on how they're doing. And I just can't thank you enough. I
remember one of these days I'm going to be too old and I'll probably be as fat as you and won't be able to drive anymore. And so
yeah, I'm
probably going to fill the seat.
Yeah, that's true. It won't be me. I'm. How you
Dude,
doing?
You and I are going to be sitting on top of the truck, sitting there going, that's right, kid. Go make us some money.
Yeah, go make us some money, kid. Tony used to do it, and I used to think about doing it. And we got to live off somebody's past accolades. How you doing on your fitness, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I'm all over it. Yeah. my fitness routine is get up, get in the truck, drive to Burger King, drive back, enjoy my drive-through. So.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that.
Tell my friend three people.
Six in the morning.
Three people if you could say hi to. The Godfather, Mike Arney, and the Gooch, if you could, please.
I will. Hey, and by the way, we were talking about businesses earlier. The one thing I don't seem to have is a place in Fort Lauderdale, I think you said, and don't really have one of those businesses going yet.
Oh, one of those sex dungeon places?
Yeah, I don't really think I got one of those going on yet.
Oh, you're looking for one? The smoke?
I'm exactly looking for one, but I mean, you never know. Opportunities come around, and
you got a lot of good.
A trucking company, a racetrack, a race team. I mean,
not a racetrack, eight racetracks. Don't you own eight of them?
Three.
I thought it was more than that. God, the rumor's been going around Florida, I guess because people know that I know you, that Bubba and Tony and every track that's for sale, the rumor encompasses, well, Tony Stewart and Bubba's going to buy it. So you know what I tell them? Yeah, we've been talking to them.
Oh, yeah. Tell them we're closing on it a week from Monday. So.
Yeah, we're going to buy DeSoto and turn it into dirt. Yeah, we're going to make it as big as Eldora. We're going to call it Eldora South. Hey.
What about East Bay? What about East Bay? Should we buy East Bay?
Yeah, no, you know, we could buy East Bay, and boy, now that would be something. You like East Bay. You've run East Bay before.
Yeah, I've run it a couple times. I was just reading an article in Flat Out Magazine about how they canceled a all-star sprint car show because it was cold. Not a cloud in the sky, but it was cold that day. They canceled it.
Yeah, that's sacrilegious.
The fans showed up and how mad they were. I'm like, man, it makes me want to go down there and buy it just to take care of the fans.
God, you got so much money. You're probably one of the richest guys I know. And now you got Melinda. So now you're total package. I can hang out with you because I got a hot wife and you have a hot girlfriend. Please.
Yeah, I'll end up with half of what I got. So,
hey, not if you start being my friend a little bit better. I got a 69-page prenup. I know what my figure is at all times. I'm only a scratch and a check away, my friend, and she knows it.
The great thing about it, this is how good of friends we are. When you send me pictures of your wife, I mean, that keeps me happy.
Yeah.
I feel like we're staying real close.
Yeah, that's probably supposed to be somewhat of a secret.
Well. Okay.
I don't
Scratch
care.
That last comment, then.
I don't care. Well, now everybody knows that Tony has seen naked pictures of my wife. Well, that's all.
No, I didn't. You sent me naked pictures of your wife?
Yeah. I hope that maybe Gooch downloaded them. Hell, I don't know who's got them now.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
I got the bikini shots of when she was out hanging out by the pool is the ones I was speaking of.
Yeah. Hey, I could care less. I'm the most secure guy in the world. If she wants to leave me, I'll find something even better. Look at me. I mean, she couldn't do any better than me. Look at me. Look at me.
That's why I'm not worried about a fitness program. I'm like, if I catch up with you, I mean, I've seen the women you hang out with.
I mean, yeah, you're 190. If you gained 110 pounds and got to 310, I mean, you're still Tony Stewart no matter how fat you get. They can't take that away from you.
You got to remember, I mean, it's, you know, when we go fishing, we put garlic scent on our fishing lures, and when we go hunting, we've got to spray all this anti-scent stuff on there. But when it comes to women and race car drivers, you just got to have the scent of a Nomex fire suit.
Nomex fire suit and a couple of 7 or 8 zeros by your net worth, and have won a few big races, and be able to talk a good game and not be shy, and you have all the above, kiddo. Always have. Yeah. Never underestimate us hillbilly Hoosiers. I'll tell you that right now. Ever.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. We're still representing in the United States.
I'm FedEx and Gooch, some Bubba Army stickers. You don't got a, well, you do got a lot of hair on your ass, but it would be cool to see one of the last time you put a Bubba Army sticker on there, you waxed the entire ass and the open wheel modified amongst a bunch of good drivers in Eldora. You're a very superstitious person. That should speak volumes in itself.
I've got one Army on there. I'm going to have two Armies on there. I'm going to make it happen.
So okay.
You'll never be able to question whether I have a hair on my ass.
Tony, I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, guys.
Tell Mike,
I'll be careful. It's good to talk to everybody, and we got to do this more often.
Tell Mike Arney I said hi. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye now.